are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Hey, hey, Next on Scene, welcome back. We are so excited to have an amazing guest on the line today. It is your host, Jackie, and today I am on the line with founder of Cipriana Fashion, Jamie Joseph herself. Hi, Jamie, how are you today?
I'm good, Jacqueline. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on the line today and for you to tell our audience about your amazing journey and how you've gotten to where you are today with your new amazing line that's out. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become an entrepreneur.
What inspired me to become an entrepreneur actually was a difficult question for me to actually answer because I feel like I just stumbled upon it. I know... Working with my age, I'm 38, so I had to think back, like, how long have I been in the working scene? But within the times that I was working, I felt like I could never really find something that I really enjoyed doing. Working in retail, working in customer service, I really felt like I didn't find my niche in any of those areas. So I would start a job, see that I wasn't really interested in it, and then move on to something else. And I always knew that I wanted to be in the design world at some point, but never really knew how to get there because the only thing I had studied in design was interior design, but my fashion comes naturally because I got it from my mother. So I feel like being in the fashion arena always followed me. And the one pivotal point that I can think of is in 2014 when I was working at the Boston Design Center and I received a grant. And the money that I received was basically, do you want to own your own home or do you want to start your own business? And I have always wanted to, own my own home. But then I was like, okay, so I own my own home. That's great. And then what? What do I do after I have my house? So that's when I was like, okay, I really need to embark on something that I want to do. And that's when I decided to fully fledge myself into becoming a designer.
Love it. But fashion seems very out of the box, so what inspired you to get into the fashion realm?
What inspired me to get into the fashion realm was I was always I would go to the garment district and not even thinking that I was in the fashion arena. I was just doing things for myself. I would go to the garment district and I would purchase things and I would rip them apart and make my own garments out of them. Still not thinking that I was, trying to be a fashion designer. I just like to take clothes apart and then recycle them at the same time.
Love
but
that.
But I always tied it into interior design. I tied it into that as well because I was doing the same thing with furniture. I would go along the streets. I'd find chairs. I'd find any kind of furniture that I could find, take it apart, and make it my own. So I knew that I was always a designer, but within the fashion realm, I just thought it was just me recycling things.
I love that. So what? So speaking of like recycling things, like give us an example of something you've done.
I actually, so we had a couple of projects out here in Arlington. It's very community based. So one of the projects that I did, it was for Chairful, and it's basically you find a chair on the street, you repurpose it, you recycle it, and then they sell it to the community, and the proceeds go to continue to build within the Arlington community of the arts. So I found a chair on the street. I stripped it, painted it, and then I decoupaged the chair. Found some pretty paper that I loved, and I used the decoupage with the paper, and then I love, the trimming that you put on curtains, the beads and the fringe.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trimmed the chair rim with the fringe. So you have the fringe hanging off the bottom, and then you have the paper decoupaged around it. So, I would find ways to recycle and recreate things using elements of, again, you can use the trimmings as fashion, not even thinking that, you could use it that way, but, not knowing that I was tying myself into the fashion world subconsciously, just thinking again that it's recycling. So that was one of the projects that I did for the chair project.
I love that. Oh my God, was it a major hit? I love fringe, all things fringe here.
It was a major total hit, and I fell in love with using fringe, and then that's when I started I created a bag line, and I was all the bags were trimmed with fringe, and then I showcased them at Brooklyn Fashion Weekend in 2013. So I actually had my bags on the runway using the fringe.
Oh my God, I love it.
There's so many different things you can do with the fringe. Like, you just become obsessed and you love it. Because I didn't like it so much on curtains, but I love to see it on clothing. I love to see it on bags. I love to see it used in other purposes because there's so many colors and there's so many ways that you can use the trimming.
I just think it's really fun. It's a very creative way to be fashionable. You know what I mean? Like, it just brings some kind of pop to whatever it is that it's on, you know?
It totally does. Totally. Yeah. I feel like it completely changes any outfit that you wear. You could have a bland T-shirt and you put some trimming on it and then you just jazz up a shirt.
Like, seriously, just by adding that. Trimming. Right. I love it. So I would love for you to share your story of the transitioning, like, so, because obviously now you do clothes. So what inspired the transition from bags to clothes?
So the transition from bags to clothes, at the turn point of me doing the bags, I became a little depressed because I felt like I was putting my heart and soul into trying to get this bag line out there. I was sewing all these bags by myself, by hand. I had, my son was about 2 or 3 years at the time, so I couldn't really get to work until he went to sleep, and I'd be up until like 3 a.m. sewing on these bags. And what made me change from that is I actually took a bus trip to New York City at 11 p.m. at night and got there at 3 a.m. for Henry Bendel's open call. And when the stores opened, I had my bags in my hand, and I was ready to show that I, you know, I'm ready to have my bags in your store, and I got the complete letdown. And on the bus ride home, you know, I was crying and I was just like, I don't know what it is to do. I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what to do. And I call my mom and she's like, Jamie, when you see people make it, they don't make it on their first try. They've been trying for years. And you just happen to see them at that moment when they make it. But trust me, these people have been working toward their goal for so long. So she was like, the TV only shows you like when you watched American Idol, you see that they win. But she was like, you don't know their whole backstory. Like, these people live in their cars. Like, they go after their dream. You're just watching them finally succeed at making their dream.
Exactly.
So she basically told me not to give up. So with that, I was like, okay, I need to take a break, figure out what it is I really want to do. And that's when I thought about what I was doing with the vests. I would purchase vests and I would rip them apart and I'd add my own fabric and add hoods. And I was like, I really did enjoy making clothes over making bags. So that's where the transition came from, the bags to the fashion.
I love that. So what a great story. Seriously, like, an amazing comeback that you've done. You should really be proud of that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Seriously.
Looking back on it now, I'm like, you know, I did come so far, but when you're in the moment, you're just like, oh, I'm so done. I just want to give up, because you feel like you're trying your best, and, you know, you make it one step and then take two steps back, and you're just like, I don't know what else I can do.
Right. But, I mean, the fact that you had the courage to go back and now you're even further than you ever thought you could have been with clothing is so inspiring. So thank you for sharing that story. That's great. So,
thank you.
Of course, we're so happy to have you on. So tell us what Cipriana Fashion is. Like, you know, give us a summary, because obviously we have audience from everywhere. So tell us a little bit about the brand itself and how it came about.
So Cipriana came about, the name, I guess I can go back to the origin of the term Cipriana. So Cipriana is actually my mother's middle name, and I've always loved her middle name. She's from Spanish descent, and a lot of the Spanish names, they're named after a saint. So her first name is Cecilia. So, you know, Spanish people used to be named after saints or named after animals like wolves, you know, Villanova, Villalobos, those kind of things. So with her name, I was like, oh, I love her name so much. When I have a child, a little girl, because I swore up and down that I was going to have a girl, you know, I had a boy, that I would name her Cipriana. And I had my son, but I knew that I still loved that name. And I was like, well, this new business is kind of like my girl baby. So I'm going to call the fashion line Cipriana. And then I looked up the name, And it totally represents what I want my grant to be about, which is to have freedom of expression, sense of individuality, to basically just be yourself, express yourself, to be unconventional.
From there, I
said, yeah, and I was like, well, this is totally what I want my brand to be about. And then I took it back even further to, well, what does that even mean? What is it that I want the brand to actually represent? And I thought back to when I was in high school, and I wasn't really outspoken in high school, but I always got compliments on my clothing because I was a girl that shopped at the Wild Pair, I shopped at Contempo Casual, so you could always find something funky or unique that I was wearing. So even if I didn't say anything, I still started a conversation because you would compliment me on my clothing or you saw something that I liked. So that started a conversation, whether it was mainly between women, because I also feel like sometimes women can be a little guarded, but if you give them a compliment, I feel like they open up to you even more. And there are times when you're out and you see a girl and you're like, oh, wow, her, you know, she looks really good. And I feel like once you tell her that, because sometimes she might be doubting herself, she might feel insecure. So I feel like starting conversations amongst women is like really what I want the brand to be about. Like them looking at you and seeing the complete package in your outfit, even though you don't know that person, if they compliment you on your shirt, your top, your dress, you already started a conversation.
Exactly.
And you already kind of like helped that person let down their walls and let down their guard, especially I feel like amongst women, we have this, like, I don't know what it is, like this catty nature. So I feel like, you know, having that kind of, like, lets the wall go down a little bit more.
Right. That's so true. So tell us, you know, tell my audience about your line. I'm loving the jean pants, the vests. Like, tell everybody, like, what you have so far, because you are newly launched, which, bravo, which is really exciting. So tell us a little bit about what you have right now. In terms of product.
Right now, within the line, which I'm still currently building, I have 4 showman samples. I have a high-waisted chambray top, and they're kind of like ankle joggers. So you have the ability to lift the ankle up towards your knee if you wanted to show off a little bit of the bottom part of your leg, your calf, or you can wear them fully, and they accentuate your body. So they fully cover the tummy area, but they still flatter at the same time, and they still have a little bit of movement in there. So there's a little bit of room. They're not so tight once you get further down to the leg. Then I have the dotted blouse with an open back, and the neck is rounded. So it still accentuates your neckline, but it also accentuates your back, which makes it, I feel like your back is one of like the most sexiest. Showing your back.
I agree.
It's just one of the most
sexy. Totally.
One of the most sexiest things that you can do, because you're completely covered, but your back is out, and you just, you know, it just, there's something about, you know, seeing that on a woman, especially with her back out. So the shirt has an open cutout back, and it's 3/4 sleeve. And then the 2 other pieces that I have within the collection is a vest dress. And that was actually the first sketch piece that I made, because the vest was one of the inspirations of the brand. So what I did was I attached a facade of a vest, which you can actually keep open or closed, to a high-low dress. And the last 4th piece that I have is a one-piece jumper. So it's of 2 materials, cotton on the top, and then you have the chambray bottom. And then it's a zip-up in the back with a sweetheart neckline.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So where can people get the clothes right now? On your website, right? So let us know your website.
So you can purchase them. The 2 pieces I have in inventory right now is the dotted blouse and the high waist ankle jogger. I have current stock in that. And then the 2 made to order pieces, because I'm still building my inventory, for purchase are the vest dress and the 1-piece romper. And all the sizes come from extra small to extra large. And numerically, extra small would be 0 to 2. A small would be 2 to 4, going all the way up by 2s. A little bit about the fabric. The fabric is 100% cotton jersey, as well as the chambray is 100% cotton chambray. So everything is breathable, organic, stretched cotton, because I wanted something that was still good for the environment as well. and easy to wash and easy to care for. So you can just wash and wear, throw it in the laundry, and then take it out, iron it, and it's, you're good to go. So you don't have to worry about dry cleaning.
I love it. Love it, love it. So everybody, you definitely need to check out Cipriana Fashion. It is so exciting. It's new. It's gorgeous stuff. I love it. It's really, really great. So I would love for you to share, now that holiday season is around the corner, like some of the holiday traditions that you do. Like, what are you looking forward to doing now that November's already here? What do you guys do for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, I am hosting this year. Mm. So everyone is coming to my house.
Nice.
And in that way, it's awesome because I share the responsibilities with my mother-in-law. So she loves to make the turkey. It's totally fine. So I'm like, great, you can make the turkey because I've never made one. So she's going to make the turkey. And we also, my mother-in-law is also from Finland. So we have some of the, you know, Finnish food that she prepares, but also she prepares some of the American side dishes as well. And then I'll either cook a ham or some other side dishes that we prepare. And we'll have like a big, you know, family gathering, and my family will come, and my husband's family will come. And one of my son's friends that he's grown up with, his little friend that he's known since they were both babies, she tends to come too.
That's so cute. That's really, so is this the first time you said you're hosting?
This is actually the second year I think I'm hosting here.
It's so nice. It's so, I just love, I think the holidays is so nice to be with people you love, you know, and you all reunite. Is your family all from Massachusetts, or are you guys from different areas?
I have a lot of family in all different areas, but mainly here in Massachusetts.
Yep. Nice. So who is, obviously the clothing line comes from your mom, like, because it's her middle name. Is she somebody you really look up to?
Yeah, especially with her fashion. Like, I feel like all of my design creativity stems from her. And she never went to school for interior design. She just would, an example would be my brother and I would go to school and we'd come home and the whole house was completely rearranged. And she would constantly change things up. So I just got used to that. I got used to constant change. I got used to her switching things up. And I do that. I notice that I do that now to this day. Like, I'll change my curtains, and y'all want to rearrange the furniture, and my husband will come home and he'll just shake his head because, you know, he just wants things to stay the same. And I'm just like, I got to do something. I got to move something around. I got to fix something. I got to change something else.
It's in your blood. What can you do, right?
It's in my blood. What can I do? It's in my blood. And then with her fashion, she's always been very matchy. And one thing I can think of from my childhood is she always says, make sure my underwear matches what I'm wearing, just in case you get hit by a car, or if you have to go into an ambulance and they cut your clothes off, at least they can see that you have matching underwear.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, I love it. I absolutely love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, she's the fashion maven.
I love it. But you know what? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So great. So before we close out, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. Is Instagram the best way? Is email? Let us know how they can do that.
They could totally grab me on Instagram, and they can also email me too. So Either one, it works. My Instagram is the same as my the name of the company, which is Cipriana Fashion. And the email is jamie@cyprianafashion.com.
Awesome. And you spell your name J-A-I, right?
I sure do.
Yeah, because every Jamie spells it differently, so I just wanted you to make sure to tell our audience that.
Another way, if people want to see the clothing up close and personal, on December 8th, there will be a collaboration trunk show with the Gorin Brothers, and we're currently looking for a musical artist. So if people are looking to, you know, come see the clothes up and personal and try it out, they can come check me out there from 6 to 8 p.m.
Awesome. Everybody needs to do that. And where is that going to take place again? Tell us.
That is December 8th at the Gorin Brothers Hat Shop for their Friday Happy Hat Hour between the hours of 6 to 8 p.m.
Awesome.
Details still to follow, but yep.
It all sounds good, though. Yay. I'm so excited for you. That's freaking awesome. Well,
thank you. I'm excited also.
You should be. Is this, you've done a few pop-ups since your launch, right? When was the official launch date, by the way?
The official launch date was September 24th, awesome. And I actually rented a space on Newberry Street with the Breather, breather.com, and it's this app that you can actually look through and find a space to actually rent per hour or for the day.
And that's when you had your launch party, which that was recent, though, right?
Yeah. was the most recent. Yep, that was the most recent I had with the launch.
Awesome. So what's next? So the next thing you're doing is the pop-up shop. And then what are some goals you have into the new year?
Some goals I have in the new year is to continue to build a line. I actually just created a few patterns to add to the line because I'm looking also into textile design, and I would love to have a pattern that represents what Cipriana is about, and then continue to build from there. So you should be looking out for new patterns in the collection and to continue to do pop-ups, until I can continue to complete the brand, so then I can fully have a complete line to do a fashion show is my goal.
Love it. And I'm sure you'll be doing plenty of them. Because as you grow, it's so fun. It's so, so fun. Well, I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much for coming on today. Everybody, definitely get in touch with Jamie. Her line is awesome and still blossoming. So this is the time to get on board before she gets really big. So be sure to be in touch with her. Thank you so much for coming on today, Jamie. It's been a blast.
Thanks so much for having me, Jacqueline.
Yeah, no problem. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Stay tuned for Who's Next. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on scene.